Please be seated, and if you would, in your purple liturgy book, turn to page 116. That was today, that we will discuss today's epistle reading, and it's found at the very top of page 116. If you flip to the 115, you'll see the actual title of this reading, and it's called the 32nd Sunday. Last week was the 31st Sunday. So this reading, we are at the 32nd Sunday since Pentecost. That's what that number stands for. So it means that we're reading the assigned reading for today. It's not for a special saint. We're in the regular order. And the books have been divided into passages, and sometimes those divisions can be confusing because the passage that we're going to read is a little bit out of context. We're just seeing a snapshot of the larger picture. So we've said before that Timothy was a spiritual son of Paul's, and at the time of the writing of this letter, he is the bishop of the church of Ephesus. Okay, so now Paul, an apostle, an elder, is writing to Timothy advice and things, you know, and how to help him in his ministry as the bishop. So when it says, Timothy, my son, that's just a kind of formal, that was just appended to the reading, okay, because the letter started three chapters before, okay, but we're going to hear just a little bit, so, you know, the father said, let's just put this, Timothy, my son, and then that part of the letter. He didn't say, Timothy, my son, except at the very beginning of the letter. So it says, we're going to go line by line today, okay? It says, the saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. What saying? It's not what's coming after. In this case, it's the saying that was in verse 8, which is not part of this reading. What he just said previously, St. Paul said, bodily training is of some value. Godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Okay? The word God, so godliness is of value now and for the future life. Now, that's the saying that is sure and, you know, worthy of acceptance. Now, there's a little translation issue here. Obviously, the letter was written in Greek. And what is translated here as godliness, the word was ευσεβία. ευσεβία means, ευ means good. Σεβία, like σεβασμός, means honor, worship of God. So ευσεβία, and used later on in the church literature, could mean Orthodox Christianity. It means the true religion, the right, good way to worship God, okay? Because there are other ways to worship God. There were the pagan ways of offering sacrifice. There were the Jewish ways of also offering sacrifice but not believing in Christ. So when he's saying ευσεβία or godliness, he's meaning piety but with the sense of, you know, right religion. So good religion, wholesome religion is good for now in our life because it keeps us, you know, on the straight path, and also with the hope that we have, that the good religion teaches us, of, you know, the future life. So he says, for to this end we toil and strive. Which end? The end of good religion, okay? So he said, good religion is good, that saying is sure, and you know, it's a good thing to, and that's what we are striving for the sake of good religion. That's why Paul is traveling the whole world and preaching it. That's why Timothy has given his life to be, you know, the leader of the church in Ephesus. And he says why? He says, because we have our hope set on a living God who is the Savior of all men and especially of those who believe. So that's a whole other sermon or even book of what that means, that God is the Savior of all men and especially of those who believe. There's a doctrine of our church that all will be saved, but what that means for everybody is different. I don't want to confuse you at this point, so we'll gloss over that and move on to the next line. Then Paul says now to Bishop Timothy, he says, command and teach these things. What things? Well, it's things that he spoke about in four chapters before this, okay? He's said a bunch of stuff, and he says now, and after he's said all those things, he said, now I want you to command and teach those things. And what does command mean? Command means to charge. And you'll see that if you read the first three or four chapters of the, you know, he says, charge the people to do this. insist on this. You know, I give a command to do this. Okay, those are the commands. And then the teach is when he advises and explains and interprets, you know, the Old Testament and other things. So what are the things that he commands or charges, or that Timothy is now, you know, told, advised to command and teach? Like in chapter 1:3, it says, charge certain persons not to teach different doctrines. Or to charge that the aim of our charge, the purpose, is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and sincere faith. And the other is, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men. And these are things, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. You'd have to read the first four chapters to get it all. And then he also gives rules regarding who can teach under what circumstances. And then when he says teach these things, he's referring to things like the doctrines that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Okay, he's not commanding that. He's teaching that, right? He's teaching that God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Again, saying something about our God, right? He's not picking and choosing certain people and predestining them. He wants all people to be saved. That's a doctrine that's in the Bible, right? For there is one God, and there is one mediator between man and God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And another thing he teaches, he says, I desire that in every place men should pray lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. So he's teaching how people should pray, what their disposition should be, okay? And he says about dressing, specific women, but it could apply to everybody, should adorn themselves modestly and sensibly in seemly apparel, not with braided hair or curled hair or permed hair, I don't know what that means, or gold or pearls or costly attire. But how should people adorn themselves? With good deeds, as befits people who profess religion, who profess theosevia. He uses the word here, which again, it just drives it home. Who profess to have the correct religion, these are the things, you know. Not the outward, but the inward. He also teaches the virtues that are proper to the clergy, and you can read that in chapter 3. And he also teaches about the coming apostasy. In other words, that in his own day, okay, we're just talking about a few decades after, you know, the Lord ascended into heaven, and he's already prophesying and telling that in the coming years there will be an apostasy, a departure from the faith. People who believed but then stopped believing, okay? And then he also teaches what he says in this letter, that or just before this passage, that bodily training, which would mean the fasting, the rigor, the vigils, the standing, all the stuff that we want to do. He says that's good for some things, but what's really important, you know, is correct faith. Because without the correct faith, none of those other things are really going to help much. So he says, command and teach all the above. And all those things are not in this particular passage. You would have to read the three chapters that precede it in order to get it. And then the final thought for today, he encourages Timothy on how to be a good example and also to preach and also to teach. He says, attend to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, to teaching. Now, the issue here, if you have the Greek side by side, you'll see it says, prosecheti anagnosi. In other words, pay attention, be attentive to your reading. The translators of the Revised Standard Version took the word reading and kind of unpacked it for themselves and said, public reading of Scripture. That's not what it says. I mean, it could mean that. It clearly, like, we publicly read the Bible today, right? That's, we want to make sure we do that. But he's talking to Timothy personally. He says, you know, pay attention. When, you know, give yourself time to read at home and study. You know, study your whatever, his letters that Paul sent him, the Old Testament that existed, any Gospels that existed to that time, other things that he should be reading. Give yourself time to read. Then he says to your preaching, but actually the Greek word is ti paraklesi, paraklesis. What does paraklesis mean? Paraklesis means consoling, and counseling. So we could say, spend time reading, you know, make sure you're attentive to consoling the people and counseling the people, okay? Spiritual counsel and comfort, and also to the teaching, the doctrines of the church, catechism, adult religious education, however it's packaged, you know, in our own time. So those are the things that Paul was telling, and they're relevant then, and they're relevant today.